Welcome to Basic Brewing Radio for Thursday, February 12th, 2015. I'm James Spencer. Here at Basic Brewing Radio, we're all about home brewing. This week, Douglas Warzynski joins me to go over your feedback about brewing software. We asked for your opinions about software used in the brewing process, and many of you responded with some good information. If you're new to home brewing, would like to get into the hobby for the first time, check out our website, basicbrewing.com, where you can find archives of our audio and video podcasts and our DVDs to walk you through basic and more advanced brewing techniques. You can find me on Twitter. I'm Basic Brewing, all one word. Our show page on Facebook is at facebook.com/basicbrewing. We're on the Google Plus, too. Thanks again to everybody clicking on the Amazon.com associate link on our basicbrewing.com site. You know how it works. Whenever you think of Amazon shopping, think of us first and click on our associate link on our basicbrewing.com page. It won't cost you any extra, and you'll be helping us to bring you the show, and we greatly appreciate your support. We also have associate links for Brew Your Own Magazine and the American Homebrewers Association on our site as well. You can find our Basic Brewing iPhone app on iTunes, our Android app on Amazon.com. We have a Windows Phone app. We're on the BlackBerry podcast directory, and we're in the Stitcher app as well. If you want to put a tip in our tip jar, some coinage in our guitar case, you can go to basicbrewing.com/support, and thanks to everybody who's done so already. And we have a sponsor this week. Founded in 1978, the American Homebrewers Association is a thriving community of people who are passionate about beer and brewing. From expert homebrewers to folks who are just getting started with their first extract brew, more than 44,000 members rely on the AHA for money-saving member deals, event discounts, brewing resources, and general camaraderie. As a not-for-profit organization, the AHA relies on members to support their work to promote, protect, and grow the homebrewing craft. Support your passion and join your tribe. Visit homebrewersassociation.org and become a member today. And I'm renewing my membership myself this month. We have had a lot of response to our request for feedback about brewing software, so let's jump right in. I asked Doug Warzynski to join me. You'll probably remember Doug. He's a homebrew hero of sorts. When he was but a law student, he helped launch the efforts in the state of Utah to legalize homebrewing there. And I think that kind of caused a domino effect to legalization efforts across the rest of the country. So he was kind enough to help me sort through your comments, along with adding some input of his own. Douglas Warzynski, welcome back to Basic Brewing Radio.
James Spencer, thank you for having me.
I guess the last time we talked was when Steve and I were in Salt Lake City.
Yes, and you know what? I guess I have an overdue apology for you that Jamie, perhaps playing favorites, put me in a couple of my favorite categories. And by the time you and I were working on Meads, despite my best efforts, I think I got a little loopy and... And in the interest of providing sound judging to the rest of the Mead category participants, I had to tap out because it was becoming less about judging and more about being a little goofy. And so you and Steve finished off the category for me. I appreciate that.
Well, I also threw in the towel because I discovered very quickly that I was sitting at a table with people who knew way more about judging mead than I did. And so rather than pollute the waters, I stepped aside. I think Steve finished out the category, but there were some tasty meads.
Oh, indeed. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good thing. We're talking about the Beehive Brew Off there in Salt Lake City.
Still going strong.
Down there at, remind me the place, the name of the place.
The Bayou.
The Bayou, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And the people from the Beer Nut, Jamie Burnham. And again, I'm going to forget his name, Mark.
Mark Alston, yeah. There he owns both.
A lot of fun. But but you are part of the reason for this show because you're one of three or four people who have written in recently saying, hey, isn't it time to update the brewing software show? Yeah. And I think my memory is not the best, but I think it's been like since 2007 maybe that we did a brewing software show. I'm not sure.
My recollection is that you've been doing it in 3 or 4 year intervals because this will be the third, I believe. And it's, you know, it's uncommon. Usually you guys do a good job of covering a topic and being done, but technology keeps changing around us. And so definitely due for some updates here.
Yeah, I mean with the Android, I think especially when we did the first brewing software show, Android wasn't around. I was actually using a Palm device. Had some software in a Palm 3C or whatever they're called.
Wow.
It's a long time in coming.
Yes.
And you have written down some notes on Beersmith.
Yeah.
And I'm going to save yours for last so you can kind of fill in any cracks and crevices that we have in the rest of the feedback. We've got a ton of stuff, and I got to say that this is completely unscientific, because I just asked people to send in their feelings about the brewing software, and so we got what we got. So,
okay.
So I'm sure that there's stuff out there that we haven't covered, and you know, there's always going to be time for maybe an addendum in the listener email segment later on down the line or something like that. But
fair enough. So now, James, can I just take a second? I want to cover something with you real quick. You have mentioned that you've done over 450 audio episodes of Basic Brewing Radio. And I think from a home brewing standpoint, that makes you a national treasure. And I started thinking, you know, there must be like a podcasting hall of fame. And if not, I was going to invent one. But as it turns out, there is one run by an organization that I think actually recognized you for your excellence in 2012. And you had a nod in the 2012 food and drink category of an annual podcasting award. I thought that was pretty cool. But at the risk of getting a cease and desist letter, I dare not recreate a Hall of Fame and then induct you into it. So I did the next best thing. I decided to award Basic Brewing Radio through my local homebrew club, which is Lovers of Creative Alcoholic Libations, a local homebrew, and we are awarding you a Lifetime Achievement Award. It is our first ever Lifetime Achievement Award for your excellence in producing a reliable, enjoyable, informative, and family-friendly podcast with over 450 episodes that has fostered an international homebrewing community and elevated the hobby of homebrewing through the exchange of thoughts, techniques, and experiments. So on behalf of myself, and I imagine your listening audience, I offer you a heartfelt thank you to Steve, Andy, and yourself. You feel like old friends to a lot of us out there, and you're very much appreciated. We really appreciate all the work you put into this show over the years. So keep them coming.
Well, you're very kind. And usually when, like, you know, the Academy gives a Lifetime Achievement Award, what that's saying is you've never actually won one of these awards, but you're so old that we're afraid you're going to die before you get recognized. So here's this Lifetime Achievement Award.
Well, you said it. I didn't.
Somewhere there's a bus with my name on it now.
But having said that, I do have to now that I've said all these nice things to you, I do have to say that after 450 episodes, I may have to call your decision-making into question because, as I understand it, you are prepared to do a software review episode in which we're going to read about software. And your first instinct, maybe not your first, but ultimately what you decided on, the best way to make that more interesting was to call an attorney, which I'm not so sure was the best thought you've had on this show. I'm just floating that one.
Well, you know, it's a good cop, bad cop kind of thing. You know, I look good by comparison.
Okay, I accept that.
All right. Here, we're already 6 minutes in, and we got a lot of stuff to cover. And
All right, I
haven't even said anything. I haven't even read one letter of a letter.
Well, maybe the first one just says it's good.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pretty much read these in the order that they were received, or at least the order that they came out on the printer. Okay. The only exception to that is yours at the last, and this from Tyler, who wants to be anonymous other than just saying his name because he works at a homebrew shop.
Ah.
And I don't use brewing software. I have some biases against it. I don't, you know, if it's not for, it's just not for me. It's just too cumbersome a process. You know, I'd rather use little calculators here and there to find out IBUs and a strike water temperature, and that's about it. So this letter from Tyler, first of all, he said, and again, he works at a homebrew store somewhere in the United States, and I'm not going to say where, but okay. He starts out by saying, my only recommendation for brewing software is the brewing365.com water calculator. Using their calculator lets me hit my mash temps, prepare enough sparge water, and hit my pre-boil and post-boil volumes. And that is basically everything I need to do to hit the original gravity on a new recipe. So that's his extent of software, is the brewing365.com water calculator. But he says, Tyler says, here are a few common missteps I see from people using brewing software. He says, number one, specifying ingredient weights to the hundredth of a pound. He says, weighing out grain to 0.01 pounds precision is a waste of time, even if the software says you will have the perfect color. Most people only measure volumes to the half a gallon, which is a 10% difference in a 5-gallon batch. Even a 5% error in volume, that's 1 quart for 5 gallons, will make a bigger difference than 0.1 pounds of grain, let alone 0.01 pounds. So you can tell that, you know, people come to Tyler and they say, I want 3.65 pounds of Maris Otter and then 1.73 pounds of Black Patent. And so that's part of the danger of using software, is it may be a little too precise for what you need.
Well, I concur. And it sounds like a man after your own heart, because you've expressed that comment a few times that you may be helping Andy Sparks out at the shop and people will come in and want these, you know, extremely precise numbers. And I don't know what kind of scales these other homebrew shops are using to even be like this possible. Because when I go into the Beer Nut, it's, you know, I can't even tell if it's, you know, less, more precise than a quarter of a pound. And so for a long time, I admit, I do fuzzy math when it comes to brewing. I am not one of those people. But I actually today broke my own tradition and got a quarter of a pound of something as opposed to sticking to half pound increments. And it was only because I got peat smoked malt, and that stuff goes a long way.
What I generally do, and again, we've got lots more stuff to cover, but what I generally do is if I have a recipe like for a small batch that calls for less than a pound, I will get a pound of that ingredient, take it home, measure out on my own scale what I need, and then I've got, you know, the rest of it in a Ziploc bag or whatever in my little grain tub with a cover on it, so that I then have another ingredient on hand for the next time I want to just, you know, make up a brew from scratch.
Fair enough.
So here's – okay, he's got two more points. Number two.
Okay.
Using odd amounts of ingredients. This usually crops up with liquid malt extract and hops. For example, for LME or liquid malt extract, use whole jugs and adjust gravity with dry malt extract and sugar. Software doesn't tell you that weighing out 8.5 pounds of liquid malt extract is a sticky mess. So if you, for instance, your liquid malt extract comes in like 3.3 pound cans, don't use like 1.5 cans, because then you're going to have, you know, a malt extract that's going to go stale.
Sure.
And number three, IBUs are approximate. Weighing out fractions of hops to get precisely 61 IBUs is a waste of hops and time. As you've covered, IBU formulas are an estimate of an approximation of bitterness, and no one can taste the difference between 4 IBUs anyway. I recommend using whole ounces of hops and adjusting the schedule to get within 5 IBUs of your goal. So there you go. There are thoughts on using brewing software from Tyler at a homebrew shop somewhere in the United States.
And I use that calculator, the water calculator, Brew 360, 365, whatever it is. That's handy, and that's reliable for me. So I vote in favor of agreeing with him.
There you go. And, you know, if you make a beer and it's not exactly what you were looking for, it's still going to be a beer. And if you know what you're doing, it's probably going to be a good beer. So in my opinion, don't sweat the small stuff.
I agree.
Gil from Eagleville, Pennsylvania, says, I use Beer Alchemy on my iPhone to log my brewing information. I find it user-friendly It keeps track of recipes that are made and how many batches of each recipe, allowing for different variations and tweaks in the process. It also keeps track of my ingredients for me, so I always know what I have on hand. If an ingredient is not in the inventory, it can be added so you can personalize your ingredients list. It also has multiple calculators, bricks, volume, carbonation, color, attenuation, pitch rates, etc., etc. Individual recipe batches can be edited quickly for ease of alterations. Efficiency for brewing system can be adjusted for scaling of the grain bill to keep true to style. Same with volume adjustments. The grain bill will be altered to maintain brewing efficiency percentage. Hop time schedules can be adjusted to see how many IBUs are achieved with which timing of addition. IBUs are calculated by your preference of the popular choices for calculators, Tensys and others. Water treatment is available for logging of your starting water makeup and additions of treatment in your water. Carbonation can also be tracked, as well as yeast choice, hops used, grain bill, volume, estimated, and actual gravity. ABV, personal notes from boil, fermentation, bottling, and tasting. List of brewing instructions per recipe are also provided. Now, this is all from Beer Alchemy. He said, I would think the only con to this software package is when designing a recipe, your current inventory isn't viewable to see how much you have of which item. So you have to basically formulate your recipe, and then it pops up with the items that you don't have enough of in a different font color. So that being said, I would still recommend this software hands down to anyone. So there you go. There's a vote for Beer Alchemy.
I object.
On what grounds, sir?
On technical grounds. I also use an iPhone, and while I've had software apps for an iPhone that I thought were quite useful, as I'm sure Beer Alchemy is, there's something about, and admittedly, they're evolving, but I've never really liked working on a screen quite that small. My preference, I think, you know, having something handy nearby the kettle is crucial. But for my personal preference, you know, I just need something just a little bigger.
You're getting old.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, speaking of iPhones, on my iPhone, the thing that I use the most is Brewmath. And it's basically kind of a list of different simple calculators. You know, it's got mash calculators, bitterness. Most of what I use for is bitterness. And then figuring, switching from refractometer readings to original gravity readings, you know, figuring out attenuation and such as that. But that's a real simple app. And then I also still use the Knights of the Mashing Fork tools. So if you Google Knights of the Mashing Fork and look for their the tool tab, it's got a whole bunch of stuff. And that's what I usually use to calculate my strike water temperature and volume and such. So,
very cool.
Okay, this comes from Eric in Chepachet, Rhode Island. Am I saying that right?
Fair enough.
he said, well, you might be more familiar with it with Rhode Island than I. But Eric says, I've tried a few different apps, but I eventually settled on Brewer's Friend. Okay. The main reason I chose Brewer's Friend is the web interface. I'm constantly doodling around with recipes in my free time. I like being able to access and update the same software, recipes, and brew logs from my phone, tablet, home PC, or any other connected device. I can view my inventory at the homebrew shop, at my buddy's house, or on the way from work. I can tweak recipes and dial in water profiles on my break at work. I could even calculate my strike water temperature on the John. Honey, what are you doing? I'm calculating strike water temp.
That's a single infusion.
Eric says, I tried several online apps, but ended up choosing Brewer's Friend as the best option for me. It's more than simply a recipe creation app. It's more like a brewing software suite. It has just about every calculator you want, from all-grain multi-step infusions to a yeast starter calculator. My favorite calculator is the Advanced Water Chemistry Calculator designed by Kai Troister, whom you've heard on the show. Aside from the calculators, the actual recipe design functionality is great. It's simple and intuitive for basic recipes, but is still quite customizable when you need to move beyond the basics.
Cool.
It's easy to scale recipes as well. And he says the developer is constantly updating the software with improvements. And he said the downside to Brewer's Friend is that if you have spotty internet access, you won't be able to use the software. Also, the cost is based on a yearly subscription. And while he thinks that seems to make sense for a web-based application, the price could add up considerably if you keep using the software over the years. They do offer a lifetime membership, but the price is steep, and you run a risk that the app may go offline or find something better a few years down the road. So there you go. Brewer's Friend.
I'm on board. It sounds like it's appealing to me. I love, you know, we're in the era of the cloud, whatever that is. And but what I know the cloud seemingly does is allow the multi-platform information access. So, you know, if you're like me and you like working with the full-size screen and keyboard, especially at work when you have a spare minute, not that any of us use work time for anything other than benefiting our employers. But I like that notion. I like being able to have the information move from platform to platform.
Justin from Raleigh, North Carolina, also likes Brewer's Friend. I like several things about Brewer's Friend, Justin says. Everything is stored in the cloud. Each time you brew a recipe, you have the option to make a snapshot of the recipe that's tied to that brewing session. This lets you edit the snapshot, for example, to replace an ingredient because my homebrew store was out of something, without necessarily making a change to the original recipe. Additionally, the snapshots link back to the original recipe. Brew sessions help you dial in the equipment profiles so that you have a better chance of hitting your numbers on the next brew. Justin finds the Brewer's Friend interface much simpler and straightforward than Beersmith. There's things that he doesn't like about it. Everything is stored in the cloud. So it's what he likes about it and what he doesn't like about it, which means that if the servers go down or if he has spotty internet connection, it makes using my brewing software painful or even impossible.
Well, and you never know. I mean, the North Koreans could hack his recipes and could be improperly replicating his homebrew.
He could be in the middle of brewing his Kim Jong ale and get in trouble. So if you want to store more than 5 recipes in 5 brewing sessions, you need to pay for a membership. It's $9.99 a year. On top of the membership fee, if you want their dedicated mobile app, that'll cost you another $8.99. So in terms of apps, that's perceived as being expensive nowadays. Justin from Raleigh, North Carolina. Martin from Villanova, Pennsylvania, has been brewing for just under 2 years now, and I can say your podcast has helped me make a significant difference in my brewing. See attached picture. And he sent a picture of this wall full of homebrew awards, which is very impressive.
Ooh. Wow.
I like to start off using Beersmith on my desktop, where I can create and modify recipes at my convenience with plenty of resources around me. When it's time to brew, I'll print off the recipe along with all calculated water volumes, temperatures, and expected efficiency. As the day goes on, I'll make notes about actual efficiencies. If something went wrong, and generally make sure to note anything significant, I'll then return to the computer and enter all the info into the computer. I don't need to worry about a tablet running out of batteries or a logbook being misplaced. Ouch. Take care of your logbook. My computer and printer are not moving anywhere. Even if a pint gets poured on the recipe I have printed out, I can normally transcribe enough information over and just toss it.
So it sounds like he's using strictly the desktop version. Is that what I'm hearing?
It looks like it, yes.
Okay.
And then printing off the recipe and taking that to be beside the brew pot.
Okay.
He says he can add additional notes, such as how the beer scored in competitions, as well as additions, chocolate, peanut butter, porter, anyone, or modifications that occurred that day. So you can kind of keep an online log of your brewing sessions and kind of tweak them as you go along, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
I've never played with Beersmith, but I've met Brad Smith, the author of it, and he's a super nice guy, and he's also got a podcast as well.
He does, yeah.
Dave from Jessup, Maryland, Brewing software can be very nice, but I encourage everyone to try their own hand at it first. Many calculations are actually pretty easy to both understand and to enter into a spreadsheet program, and there are a number of free spreadsheet programs out there, such as LibreOffice. I find that when you code something up yourself, you develop a better familiarity with it than if you just blindly enter the data into a black box. Once you've put together a little spreadsheet, you might find, as I do, that it's very useful and use that as your only software. Regardless of whether you want to build up your own spreadsheet, I think all brewers would benefit from seeing the math behind the calculations. John Palmer's writings are always a good place. You can freely download a copy of Brew by the Numbers by Michael Hall off of the AHA Free Downloads webpage, as well as a number of other outstanding Zymergy articles. So there you go. And two or three people sent me their versions of brewing spreadsheets, Excel spreadsheets, and I'm just not an Excel guy. I find it confusing. So if you guys out there want to try those spreadsheets, I can get you in contact with those who have sent them. Are you good on the spreadsheet?
Well, yes. When I need to be, I got through a year's worth of statistics by boiling down all the curriculum for that year to a spreadsheet. They are handy when you invest the time to do it, but that's pretty intense. I mean, to put together your own, spreadsheet-based brewing software. I appreciate the self-investment associated with learning the equations, and as we know, there are varying ways of calculating IBUs and the like. So I can appreciate that, but that's a pretty intense approach.
But if you like that kind of thing, it's not impossible.
No, I mean, I am continually in awe of the people that are very technically inclined towards their brewing. This reminds me of the folks that are capable of building their own rim systems, mm-hmm. with flipping switches, and you by the time you come out of your house with your coffee on a morning of a brew day, your water's already hot and ready to dough in. I mean, that's impressive stuff. I respect that approach. I'm just not quite there.
And speaking of the hardware, Steve, who works with Brad Sturgeon, who is a friend of ours that you've heard many times on the show, mm-hmm. Steve says, with respect to your request for those interested in software, you might want to expand your request a bit to include microcontrollers like the Raspberry Pi and Arduino. These controllers can be used and programmed to do a variety of tasks, from temperature control to pump and valve control. So there you go again. If you, are like the garage tree mechanics and like to tinker around with the gadgets yourself, there's tons of things you can do for home automation nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Kuway, our buddy from Detroit, who taught us about roasting coffee beans way back in the day. He says, a Beer Alchemy was my go-to software, but they didn't update it for a very long time, and when they announced there would be a new version, it had jumped over my current OS to a version I can't install, so bye-bye. About the time I was getting frustrated with Beer Alchemy, Beersmith came out with a Mac version. It really shows its Windows roots in the look and feel, but it's been solid and is constantly updated. Plus, it has versions that run on the Kindle Fire and iPhone, so it's really nice since I don't like having a computer around boiling wort. So that's his main computer software. On the phone, I also use BrewPal to do bricks to specific gravity conversions, though I usually use the improved equations when I write it up in the logbook. What I use for brewing is the Basic Brewing Logbook. Thanks, Scott.
Nice. Good plug.
It's not destroyed by hot wort, and it's handy and easy to take notes in. Software is fine, but on brew day, it's just easier to use the logbook. So after I work out the recipe, I transfer it to the logbook and use that when parceling out grain and hops, etc. If I ever get around to it, I'll probably go back and add any changes and notes back into the software version of the recipe. There's also a phone app that is a brew timer, but I generally don't use it. I use an old solid kitchen timer. One day I will splurge and get one that has more than one timer. So there you go. A vote for Beersmith and the Brewer's Logbook. I've noticed that I'm most of the way through my most recent Brewer's Logbook, and I've noticed that because it's had stuff spilled on it so many times, it's like twice as thick as the as it was in the original version. So it is a handy thing.
It is.
Richard from Bank Beer, the Bank Beer Company. So this is a professional brewer. Richard says, I use the iBrew Master 2 software in the iPhone 5 and occasionally on iPad, the iBrew Master 2. I enjoy the software thoroughly and recommend it to anyone that is looking for a simple, mobile-friendly app. It has all the important features that I need to run the brewery. I brew 15-barrel batches on it now, but I used to do 5, 10, and 25-gallon batches on it. The scaling feature makes recipe scaling a snap. The software helps me build recipes, track batches, and keep track of my history, which helps with tax reporting, which is a cool thing that we don't have to worry about.
Yeah.
This software allows you to back up to Dropbox, so you can load your environment onto whatever device you would like to use it at the time. So there you go. He says he's been using that for 3 years, iBrew Master 2.
So, you know, iBrew Master came up in my research when I was looking for a software platform. And one of the things that showed up when I was looking at the reviews on the Apple Store was that a recent version of the software had a very low rating. And in digging through the reviews, it seems as though an update had come out and that update had created some sort of conflict and a lot of people were experiencing app crashes, which is something, it's a temporary problem to be sure. I'm sure they've since fixed it to the extent those reviews were accurate. But that's sort of, you know, it's an indictment against all apps on some level that these updates come through and suddenly you can't even get them to start on your phone. I mean, you haven't even changed your own platform, but a new glitch created a startup problem and... you know, that's something to be wary of. And ultimately, that current problem of that version, you know, drove my selection.
Hmm. So, that's a good point. I mean, you do your research before you install something. And if it has a free trial period, like Beersmith, you know, you can try it out and see if you like it. And if you don't, you don't have to pay for it.
Right.
Will from Victoria, British Columbia, the home of the Great Canadian Beer Festival and the most scenic brewery mile tour on the planet. He says he supposes he's biased. I think brewing software is a must for the contemporary brewer simply because it allows a brewer to be lazy or from a youngster to be efficient. I started brewing not very long ago and started with pen and paper method of recording recipes. Then when I needed to begrudgingly convert to other units, being an American living in Canada, brought out the calculator. I created a spreadsheet to do this. There you go. And found other spreadsheets online to do this. Then I got my first iPhone and decided to look into software for both the device and the home computer. I have very practical needs in software, and it mostly has to do with timing, measurements, and record keeping. I've tried BrewMate, BeerSmith Desktop and Mobile, and BrewPal. And so far, BrewPal for iOS devices has been the most flexible and easiest to use. I usually enjoy on the fly unit conversion, which lets me create a recipe out of something like this. I have 36 grams of Simcoe. Recipe calls for 4 ounces of Cascade. Wait, I only have a 15-liter boil pot, but I have a 5-gallon recipe. It calls for 8 pounds of Turo, and I have this bag of 200 grams of Crystal sitting here. Oh, wait. What if I'd like to add DME to hit a target original gravity mid-boil? So Will says he tends to hack together recipes in this manner while I'm standing in front of the hop fridge of the local homebrew shop, but it has enabled me to make quick decisions on the fly. So there you go. He says he'd like to see the Beer XML standard become a bit more ubiquitous for publishing recipes, as it seems to be the language of all software, or language all software talks. So there you go.
Wow.
That's kind of like, you know, I guess part of what the brewing software helps you with is if you're trying to hit a certain style, you know, you can move the sliders back and forth or whatever to meet, you know, make the color requirements and the bitterness and the original gravity and things like that. So I guess it can help you balance out a recipe like that. The danger comes, I guess, like when our buddy Tyler, who works in the homebrew shop, when people come in with the weird amounts of grain and such as that, that may be one place where that's happening.
Yeah, but the risk you run into is when you start with the style and work your way backwards and you wind up with those really esoteric, recipe and grain bills. So I think that, you know, styles are good. They're targets, but I wouldn't be a slave to it and let your software drive your decision making. I mean, brewing is supposed to be an art, at least for me. You know, it's a lot like cooking, and I like to mix a little bit here and there. I like to feel free to make the beer that was meant to be made that day, and then record the results for posterity through the software. But I try not to let the software be the driver of what's going on.
Sometimes accidents are fun.
They are.
Brian, I'm not sure where Brian's from. I use brewing software primarily for recipe creation, and I've used quite a few of them in my past. I have Mac OS laptop, Windows 7 desktop, Windows 8 tablet, and an Android tablet, each of which I've tried brewing software on. He says, I don't use 90% of the features most software comes with. Generally, I'm just interested in how much grain I need to reach my intended ABV and how much of the hops I need added during the boil to reach my intended bitterness. See, that, you know, that's kind of where I am on the whole software thing. I just need the bare bones kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm going to skip down a little bit. He's talking about Beersmith. This is obviously excellent software and has many nice features if you like that kind of thing. As far as my use, I trust its accuracy of calculation, and it often has the most up-to-date ingredients list, so I don't have to import them. It could replace a logbook if you wanted, as it can store notes about the brew, etc., but I don't like the idea of brewing with a computer in the vicinity, considering the amount of water and wort my logbook has seen. So his is probably thick like mine.
Yeah.
He says he hasn't bought the software, but has considered it many times. There's an app for Android/iOS that I've not tried, but it costs an additional amount, which I feel is too much together, and that's the major reason why I haven't bought them. So he's tried the trial version of Beersmith on his computer, but hasn't pulled the trigger on that, so to speak. Brew Target is one that he's talking about. This is open source, like free, as in Free Beer Project, which I respect very much. It works on Windows/Mac/Linux, but not on Android/iOS, as far as I know. I find that it's also very accurate and consistent with Beersmith for formulating recipes, but it has some minor problems. He says, I should be honest here. It has a manual, and I have not read it. That may be the first problem. If all else fails, read the instructions. Like most software used to calculate ABV, it needs to know details about the mash, and setting the mash profile is much less straightforward to me. Since I don't use the software to actually keep notes, I generally just kludge something that seems to work, but Beersmith has a far superior method of setting the mash profile. Wort for Android. Wort Homebrew Calculator by Dynamic Designs. I often look in the various app stores for other new programs. I found this, which, while it's missing a lot of ingredients, it's almost perfect for recipe creation for me, as it makes some assumptions immediately based on my preferences and lets me just insert batch size and ingredients, and I get approximate ABV and bitterness. The recipe calculator seems to be accurate, at least consistent with other software. It also comes with several brew day calculators. The most annoying feature, he says, for Wort for Android, is that I cannot modify the accuracy of the ingredients shown, which for 1 gallon batches is limiting. He said, I would consider paying for this, but the version I have was free and does not have add-ons, or not have, doesn't have ads, so even better. The app seems to be actively developed, so it might be really amazing someday soon. I intend to submit my suggestions to the author. So there may be, if you look at the app stores and look around, you might find something that that we don't talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, I'm not sure where Matt is. With regards to software, I've tried a few, but the two that I liked the most are Beersmith and iBrew. That's iBrew. For the money, I will go with Beersmith. I prefer Beersmith for a number of reasons, but I will list a few of the highlights. Number one, iCloud recipe visibility across multiple platforms. Number two, the ability to scale up or down your recipes. Number three, the ability to convert from all grain to extract easily. Number four, functionality of multiple printing options. For example, brew day checklist, competition forms, basic recipe, etc. For a small fee, you can store over 100 recipes on the cloud and have access to them on any of the aforementioned platforms. You can also make your recipes public or private, which is another interesting thing. You know, if you can peruse other people's recipes using the software, that might be a fun thing.
Yeah.
And number six, personal note, Brad Smith is very approachable and returns emails when you need guidance using his software. So there you go. Another vote for Brad Smith being a nice guy, which is important. I mean,
it is.
Know.
Well, you want to support people that are supportive of the community. So I absolutely believe in voting with your wallet. So good there.
Now, here's a biased biased email from Jason. I guess I could say his last name since he's the co-founder of BrewGR.com, Jason Zimmerman. I'm a co-founder for BrewGR, that's B-R-E-W-G-R.com, a website used to build homebrew recipes, track brew sessions, and connect with other homebrewers. There are three things that we like about BrewGR: simple, free, and available, which was pretty much me in high school. Simple, free, and available. He says, the site is very user-friendly. It makes complex things simple. You can easily switch back and forth between U.S. and metric units, recipe scaling, IBU calculations, IBU indicators for each hop that you add to your recipe, simple sorting of ingredients, sharing comments and tasting notes with other users, supports all grain and extract recipes, the homebrew style guide to find out which BJCP styles your recipes most closely match. Quickly create new homebrew recipes from existing recipes using the recipe clone tool. Save mash steps with the recipe. And an easy-to-use and detailed water infusion calculator. So, again, it's free and is available because it's a cloud-based solution, again. Right. So, anyway, it's from Jason from BrewGR.com.
One vote for hearing from the entrepreneur themselves.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't say any of the downsides of the software. So I.
How funny.
And this, I got an email from somebody talking about BrewPal, and he was too lazy to type. So here is Clayton.
Hey, James. I just wanted to send you an email about the brewing software that I use and like. I like the BrewPal app on iPhone and iPad. It's quite cheap at $1, I believe it still is. And it does pretty much almost everything that some far more expensive apps do. You can use the preset ingredients, or you can add as many of malts, grains, water agents, chemicals, yeast, nutrients, things like that in there. It does priming sugar calculations based on volume and temperature, of course. It does anything that you can do barrels, you can do gallons, you can do liters, so all your metric. You can set up your mash, the stuff you leave behind in the mash, all those water loss calculations, and it just factors all that stuff in. And I like that it's on my phone or my iPad. It's beer XML. You can either email out the XML, or you can email out an actual printable recipe, and it makes pretty good sense the way that it's all laid out for you. Mash profiles, and you can also do step mashes. I wish you could mix a step mash from just like a single decoction, even though you may want several rests. I wish you could do like a couple infusions and then like the last step do a decoction, but mixing step methods is not an option, but I don't know if any other programs do that anyways. One of the best things about the app is once your recipe is created and done and you've got all your hop additions and mash rests and things like that, you can it becomes a timer for the whole brew day. So instead of paying $1 for an electronic timer, pay $1 for your BrewPal app, and anytime you need to change your mash temperature, it'll let you know. If you need to add a hop, it'll let you know as well. So very, very cool app. I think he should be charging more, although I'm glad he's not, right? It's always the the Catch-22. But yeah, really cool app. I very much recommend it to anybody that uses an Apple platform device. I recommend it to people with Android as well, but it doesn't do much good. So anyways, that's my two cents on BrewPal. Can't really think of anything else to add. But, you know, maybe check it out for yourself. See what you think. Thanks, James. My name is Clayton. I am from South Orange County, California. And this is my take.
So there you go. Thanks, Clayton. I appreciate that. And I don't mean to start a necessarily start a tradition of sending in your own audio, because that might make the shows incredibly long. But hey, you know, if you have a brewing question or something like that, maybe it might be fun to record a little short sound file, like maybe, you know, 30 seconds or so to put into the mailbag. That might be fun. Nick from Wales in the UK.
Ooh.
An email in support of using brewing software as a tool in home brewing. I've been using Beersmith for the past 6 years after trying a number of trial versions of different software and deciding it suited the way I wanted to brew best. I can't imagine brewing without it anymore. At the time that I realized I needed software, I was struggling with understanding how to make water additions and was getting to grips with John Palmer's excellent tutorial on how to brew. I tried making modifications to water in each of the software packages available, and the modeling available in the Beersmith product seemed easiest to use to me. I also remember undertaking pages of calculations for the predicted effects of hop additions in the boil based on instructions from various textbooks and realizing that I couldn't account for all the effects with any degree of confidence. So that using the Beersmith simplified that whole process. In use, I'll play with the recipe based on my notes from the last batch, adjust hop alpha levels and malt specifications depending on my ingredients before I get to the brew day, and then print out the software's brew sheet for use throughout the brew day. Data and notes are scribbled on the brew sheet in between wort stains, and the resultant document is then used to update the brew record in the software after brew day for the next time. So he likes that the software is available on various devices.
Yep.
The software is cheap compared with others. Other Excellent. Items that I've purchased to make brewing less stressful, but to my mind, is one of the more indispensable items in making good beer repeatedly. So thanks, Nick.
Yeah.
Good to hear from you. And I have one more before asking you to kind of wrap it up, Doug.
Okay.
This is from Derek. He says, I use BrewTarget on my computer to formulate recipes. It does everything I could hope for a piece of software to do. I can put together recipes using a large database of ingredients and plan my mash and water volumes using the built-in calculator. It took a little calibration to get the volume calculations correct, but now works great for 1 gallon stovetop batches and my 5 gallon Brunabag setup. That again is BrewTarget.
Okay.
A few times I've used Brewer's Friend to calculate water adjustments. I like the way it's set up, but it did take some tinkering to understand it. On my Android phone, I like BrewR, that's BrewR, for formulating recipes. And again, this is on Android. It's a free program. It's easy to use, and I can use it while I'm at the homebrew store or at a club meeting to put the recipe together. I've never used it to calculate water volumes or mash temperatures. I also like the free homebrew calculators, again, on the Android store. I've used it to calculate carbonation when bottle conditioning, and it has a calculator that helps me figure out how many bottles of each size I will need to bottle my batch. That way I can make sure I have enough bottles clean. What fun is that? There's nothing like the panic of running out of bottles when you're bottling.
Oh, man, I've been there.
He says that the last phone app I used for brewing is a calculator I built using Sean Terrell's refractometer calculation algorithm. Cool. It allows me to calculate original and final gravities from refractometer measurements. He also has a downloadable spreadsheet and calculator on his website, seanterrell.com. So there you go. Thank you, Derek.
And thank you.
And you were kind enough as well to write a big long list of notes. Have we hit the high points in what you want to say about Beersmith, or did we miss something?
Well, I mean, as you noted, you wanted me to fill in the cracks, which if Steve had been here, would have turned that into a pun. but Yeah, I think for the most part, we hit all the highlights. I mean, I went in with Beersmith, a little bit of a blind purchase, because as you said, I was one of the people that was looking for guidance and decided to just jump in. I had some credits on the Amazon store for an app, and so went with the Beersmith mobile and then augmented that with the desktop version. And from my standpoint, I think that the thing to be said about Beersmith is that it is really a suite. You know, it's a package. You know, the recipes can move through the various platforms, through the cloud, and there is a social component to it that allows you to share recipes and peer review recipes. You can try someone else's recipe and then rate it, and so other people can get a sense of how well others enjoyed that recipe. And those are all very, very cool things. Great website. I will say that it is the first time I fired it up, I found it fairly daunting. That you kind of launch the app and you think, oh, now what? But fortunately, they've invested a lot of energy in preparing tutorials and online resources. So that's, you know, helping me, you know, make the foray into understanding the software. And it is highly customizable and it does all the things that everyone has offered so far. You know, the cons then being that, you know, it is a pretty hefty piece of software. So, you know, yes, that I think from a homebrewing standpoint, you know, that's the sort of thing that we'd like to dive into. You know, we've got that, I think it was referred to as GAS on another show, the gear acquisition syndrome. You know, this is the new thing to kind of get into and to immerse yourself in. And that's definitely a part of the homebrewer's personality. So that is, you know, certainly a con that maybe is a pro. I mean, it's up to you. The social part of it, the whole sharing thing, I wish, you know, it was a little bit more vibrant of a community. I think that has the capacity to be a really cool advantage of the software. And you know, some styles just don't have many examples, not a lot of uploads. And a lot of the recipes that are in there have been sort of pre-populated by Beersmith. And so I think that if more people got into it and became, you know, more widely adopted, then that would turn it into a huge plus. But for now, it seems like it's kind of running with just a minimal number of users. But you know, and someone noted it is kind of expensive if you want to jump in with all the apps. I mean, maybe I'm the reckless one, but I'm the guy that's standing there. I've got a Kindle, which is running the mobile version, and that's with me on my brew day when I have it fired up. And I do try and keep it at a safe distance, but that's you know, it's there. So I guess I'm putting my technology at risk. But that's how I move the recipe from where I've designed it on my desktop and then over across the cloud onto the Kindle. And I like it. And the screen's just big enough. You know, it's not too small where I feel like I'm trying to squint to see what's going on. So that's been my experience. But you know, my final thoughts really, you know, run a little counter to some of the reviews. I don't think that brewing software is an integral part of the home brewing experience. I think somewhat to the contrary, you know, I think that it's an art form. It's, you know, my life and career is governed by rules and procedure. And when I'm brewing on the weekend, I would really like an opportunity to sort of, you know, go a little free flow, throw some extra hops in. You know, I had a buddy over, he was helping me brew last weekend and he had a catastrophic boil over and he was beating himself up the rest of the day. And I'm like, dude, relax. Don't worry. Have a homebrew, right? I mean, we'll put some more hops in there. He's like, well, how much did we lose? I'm like, who knows? Well, we'll put some more in there and it'll probably be good. You know, it won't be a pale ale. Maybe we're making an IPA. Who knows? We'll find out when it's done. And that's, I think, the joy of homebrewing is, you know, not being too locked into a system. And you know, the analogy that I used is, you know, I don't think anyone, well, and maybe generations down the road, maybe this is the case, but nobody goes up into their attic and blows the dust off an old hard drive and goes, look, my grandfather's homebrew recipes, right? I mean, no, I have lost more data to outdated software, turning over computers. You know, there are recipes and efforts that I have done. This is not the first time I've used a piece of software. I can't even remember what I used to use, and it was on a computer I no longer own, and that data is gone. You know, and clouds, maybe, you know, I mean, they're really just servers somewhere, and those mm-hmm. can disappear someday. And but I still have my 2010 Brewer's Logbook on my bookshelf next to my TV in the man cave. And when my friends are over and we're sipping homebrew and they say, hey, how, you know, my Black Pearl Imperial Stout, and they say, oh, yeah, well, this is great. You know, how did you dial this in? I said, well, I've been working on the same recipe for a long time. It's in all my brewer's logbooks, and I can pull my wort-stained book off the shelf, and people flip through it, and they you know, they're the non-brewers will see alpha, you know, AA percentages and pitch and mash, and they're like, what in the world? It's a different language to them, and they fascinating, you know, they flip through the pages and they think it's really neat, and that data has survived, and I think that on some level I really like the sort of tactile romantic process of scrolling your recipes down with a sharpened number two pencil and having those on the shelf to share and to review, even if you don't have a computer. And while I appreciate the accuracy and the features that come with brewing software and how that can help you dial in a recipe and get closer to a style. I mean, I'm not a complete, you know, Luddite in that sense that I'm aspiring to use a piece of software, but it will never completely take the place of a handwritten recipe that I know I won't lose because I've been hanging on to them for years.
Well, you know, that brings up a point. When I first got into brewing, we had an Apple Performa 6100 computer, and I got all into it, and I made a database with ClarisWorks.
Wow!
And I put more than a few recipes in there, and number one, I don't know where that file is now. It's on a zip disk somewhere. Do I have a zip drive to put that disk in? Maybe somewhere in the confines of my, you know, somewhere in the recesses of my my hoarder son's you know, computer collection.
Right.
And I say that with love. but then once I found that zip disk with that database file on it, you know, finding a zip thingy to put it in and then hooking it up to a computer that will read that file, you know, all of that is I know that it can be recovered in some way, whether it's just as a text file or what.
Right.
But, yeah, it's a lot more work than just walking over to my brewer's logbooks for the past several years and looking it up. So yeah. there's no reason why you can't do both.
That's right. Well, and I'm doing that to some degree. I'm running parallel systems, but you know, with your brewer's logbook, you can track up to 50 batches of beer, and that's plenty.
Grab the pebble from my hands. Well, Douglas Warzynski, this has been a lot of fun.
It has,
and we will get together again soon, I hope.
I look forward to it. Hey, you going out to the National Homebrewers Conference this year?
I am.
All right. Well, it's in San Diego. It's a hop, skip, and a jump from Salt Lake City. I plan to be there.
You are going to be in San Diego.
Yes, sir. And Mike the Hop Guy, my old partner in crime from the podcast that I did during the legalization effort, he lives in San Diego now. So I'm definitely making the trip out there, and we'll be at the conference together.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We will see you there.
Indeed.
Cheers, Doug.
Cheers.
Well, thanks again to Doug, and of course, thanks to everybody who wrote in. I didn't mean for it to evolve into a commercial for the logbook, but, you know, what can you do? I did a random selection among the participants, and Will from Victoria, BC was the winner of a shiny new logbook to go along with the software that he uses. If you have brewing questions, show suggestions, or just want to say howdy, write to james@basicbrewing.com or just fill out the contact form on basicbrewing.com. And please don't forget to tell us where you're from. Check out our support link where you can throw a couple of bucks into the tip jar by subscribing financially to our podcasts. Be sure to check out our DVDs, Extract Brewing and Partial Mashing, Stepping into All Grain, Low-Tech Lagering and Decoction Mashing, and Introduction to Wine Kits. You can find them all on our site. You can check out our Basic Brewing shirts in the store, too. You can see a listing of the fine folks across the country who sell our DVDs on basicbrewing.com. And if there isn't a vendor in your area, you can order them online in our online shop at basicbrewingshop.com. Thanks to everybody who's continued to click on our Amazon.com link. We appreciate the support there. Our featured products this week that were purchased through the link are Sheep in a Jeep and Rod and Bob's Mr. Ice Bobber 12-pack 5-inch yellow. Thanks again, everybody. And remember, I can't tell who bought what, so no worries there. Just click on the Amazon.com logo on our site the next time you feel like Amazon shopping, and we greatly appreciate your support. Don't forget you can also join the American Homebrewers Association and subscribe to BYO Magazine through our associate links on basicburn.com. That's all until next time. Until then, thanks for listening, everybody. I'm James Spencer, production help for Basic Brewing Radio, and our website is brought by Kelly Dodson. Basic Brewing Radio is a production of Active Voicing. Talk to you next time, everybody. So long.